No new deal yet between SEPTA and the Transport Workers Union. Negotiations continue, though, and SEPTA buses, trolleys, and subways will run as usual today. The transit agency, meanwhile, is proposing two fare increases by New Year's Day, as well as deep service cuts next year to make up for the loss of federal COVID funds. We get details from KYW's Mike DiNardo.
SEPTA was already planning a fare hike effective December 1st, and now another one on top of that on January 1st. That would bring the base SEPTA key fare from $2 now to $2.90 on New Year's. SEPTA is also preparing for a 20% cut in all service next year. With federal COVID relief expiring and no stable transit funding plan from the state, SEPTA Senior Budget Director Eric Johansson says the transit agency has to address a $153 million budget gap in this fiscal year.
We sort of feel like we're at the end of the line with our ability to wait.
SEPTA's chief planning officer Jody Holton says at least a dozen bus routes would be eliminated and rail and metro service would be less frequent starting next July.
We're going to see overcrowding. We're going to see peak periods being cut.
Johansson says the service cuts and second fare hike could be delayed or canceled if more state transit funding is approved. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.